Hi there, it's Monday, and it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. A short week, we've got a couple of days off, as perhaps many of you do as well. It's good to have you with us. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. And Debbie, how you doing? It's a Monday and a short week, kind of exciting.
Yeah. It was a tough weekend. We went to my friend's grandbaby's funeral Saturday. Right. Yeah, so that was a tough weekend. But like you said, you know, Thanksgiving is upon us. And so it's all that preparation time. I'm just amazed at how many Christmas decorations are out already, Jerry. I'm just shocked.
Why are you amazed? That happens every year.
but it's almost like we miss over all of, like, you know, the beautiful browns and golds and all the stuff that, you know, represents the colors of fall and Thanksgiving. And we went right to Christmas.
Now, are you talking about homes or in stores?
In stores. You know, yeah. You used to see all the fall leaves, you know, and even the garland that, you know, that is associated with Thanksgiving and fall colors and still the pumpkins out and stuff like that. And now it's just all gone. It's all Christmas trees. And I guess that's a good thing. I mean, you know.
I saw a car commercial TV yesterday, and instead of promoting their Black Friday sale, which is usually the day after Thanksgiving, it was like Black Month sale or something. I mean, it just keeps expanding, Debbie, the commercialism, the greed and all of it. It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Crazy.
You know, the holidays that actually are celebrated get so buried and just obscured by all of this worldly commercialism.
Commercialism. Yep. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. So, Jerry, you put this on the calendar for today, and I'm just wondering why Thanksgiving week? I'm just curious where we have to reflect back on all the silly things we did as kids.
Well, let me give the phone number out first. And the topic today is, what dumb thing in your life do you wish you hadn't done? Is there something, as you look back in your life, I use the word dumb. It could be silly. It could be unfortunate. It could be maybe frightening, maybe risky. What is one dumb thing that you did in your life that maybe you wish you hadn't done? Or maybe you learned a great lesson from it. I don't know. 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986. And if you want to be, what I can do is just share one of the many I have done. I had a long list to choose from, actually.
Right.
But here's my example. This might give you who are listening, you know, sort of an idea of what we're talking about here. But again, what dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? 833-288-3986. Okay. After my junior year of high school, I had this brilliant idea. I wanted to set a world record, a Guinness Book of World Records, for the longest duration of playing basketball, continuous basketball playing. And I think at that time the world record was like 80 hours or something like that. So you're talking about three plus days, you know, over around the clock, morning, noon, and night without stopping. And so, Debbie, here we are. You're at the end of a school year. You know what happens during a school year. Academics, sports, clubs, classes, different home stuff. I was working a job, you know, so by the end of a school year, you're exhausted anyway. And yet I still had this bright idea. And worst of all, I should say, is I talked 9 of my buddies into doing it with me. So and some teachers and coaches to stick around with us as well. And I went to all the newspapers in the area, and I said, we're going to do this. And they said, well, you know, when you get close to the record, let us know, and we'll put something in the paper. They knew it wasn't going to work. But we got grocery stores to donate food and all this stuff. So on the last day of school got out. That afternoon, we had maybe an hour or two just to kind of get ready, and then we started out what we were hoping would be a world record for continuous basketball playing. And we got until about, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning that first night after about 6 or 8 hours, and we all just quit, said forget it.
who made the decision to quit? Did you just, like, drop on
the
side of the
court? Everybody was just basically falling. I mean, you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes every hour to sit and rest or relax or whatever.
Or you could go to the restroom, right?
I think what we did is we played 5 or 6 hours straight and then took a half an hour. Well, that was a mistake because that half hour, everybody just crashed and we were done. And what the dumb part of it is, among many dumb parts, I went home. I got in bed. It was about 10 in the morning, and I was sick. I was sick for a week. And one of the guys who did this with us, an hour after we all got home, he went home to his house. An hour after that, he's banging on my bedroom window. Hey, man, come on. Let's go out. Let's go play. Let's do something. I'm like, all right, don't you – you're weird, man. You survived it. Debbie, I was literally sick in bed for a week.
That is so unbelievable. So what did the community say? Were they just, did they give you like a, you know, way to go for the effort or what? Or did they say, boy,
I don't really remember who was paying any attention to it. Like I said, the newspaper said, look, gave us a little pat on the head. They said, okay, little boy, you know, come back when you've gone a ways and you're close to having the record, then come back and we might consider printing something about it.
So you basically, are you telling us you never even got a mention in the newspaper? Like for
I don't think we did.
Attaboy, good try.
probably better that we didn't.
Yeah. I actually like that idea. I don't think that was dumb, though. I mean, maybe it's just the way I look at it. See, maybe that's my strange kind of brain. But we want to hear from you. So, okay, so here's the question. What dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? So what dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? Now, I don't particularly think that Jerry's Guinness World Book of Record thing was dumb. I think it was a very heroic kind of thing and kind of fun and exciting that you could do together. It didn't work out, so I don't consider that dumb. But if you have a dumb thing that you wish you hadn't done, we want to hear from you. Here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Hurry to the phones. Actually, you probably have the phone right in your hand. Just dial. We'd love to hear your beautiful, shining voice at 1-833-288-EWTN.
Yeah, and it could be, listen, it could be something you did as a child. You had this great idea. Maybe you put a couple of ramps over a ditch and you said, I'm gonna get a lot of speed up and I'm going to go over this ditch. And, you know, I did another dumb thing. I tried to pole vault when I was in school. I can't run. I couldn't run. I was slow. I tried to pole vault and I stuck the pole in that place where you stick it in there, and I started to go up about 2 feet. And then I realized, I'm just going to go straight back down. And I did. And I still have the scars to prove it. So it could be something like that. It could be something that, you know, maybe in college, you know, you were in a fraternity or one of your college buddies or college sisters, friend sisters said, hey, you know, let's all do something really wild and wacky. And you know, out of peer pressure, you just said, hey, yeah, you know, yeah, I can't not do that. So it could be anything. It could be anything. We're just having a little light fun here. But you know, it ties in with our faith, Debbie, because, you know,
why?
We learn what we learn. Look through the Bible. There are a lot of dumb things people did in the Bible.
Oh, true. Oh, very true. The biblical figures have done some really, you know, dumb things. I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it does tie into our faith. I'm still kind of going back to your Guinness World Book thing, Jerry. I'm just wondering, like, who decided the rules of it? I mean, when you said you took a half hour off, I mean, who gets to decide that? I've always wondered that. Like, who gets to say, yeah, you have to tell us a little more.
Well, we got a hold of the Guinness Book of World Records, and they sent us all of the regulations and so forth. The thing is, they didn't send somebody out to monitor us, so I guess, you know, we could have probably lied about it, but, you know, that was something we really actually wanted to do but didn't make it. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie talking about what dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done.
Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you. This is your chance to call in and tell us the dumb thing that you wish you hadn't done. I don't know if that's such a good thing to do, but, you know, go ahead. You know, we're all family here. We like to celebrate and enjoy each other together. So we'd love to hear from you. This is a wonderful way to start off Thanksgiving week. And so if you would call this number, we would get you on the air, and you can tell us the silly thing, dumb thing, regretful thing, whatever that you've done in your past, and we can all laugh about it. We're a laughing member with you, not at you. It's 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, if I may, I just wanted to highlight The Journey Home with Marcus Grode. I love, love, love the show. I love The Journey Home. And it's tonight, 8 Eastern Time. Father Joshua Whitfield, a former Anglican priest, will be on the show. And Marcus Grode does such a great job. So please, guys, check it out tonight, 8 Eastern Time. And Jerry, you just texted over to me, do I have one? I refuse to answer. No.
Hey,
no, I have so many dumb things. I mean, where do I begin? Let me just do something that's kind of mild, okay? Here's mild. This was a really dumb thing that I did. My parents told me not to hang out with all my friends who had mopeds. Do you remember mopeds?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was like the big motorcycle gang back then, but it was the mild-mannered moped style. And so, of course, when my parents said, don't hang out with all your friends who had mopeds, what did I do? I hung out with all my friends who had mopeds, but I thought I was being really smart. And I asked them, instead of picking me up right in front of my house, I asked them to pick me up just a couple houses down. Now, we lived in a neighborhood where everybody talked to one another. So it was like the silliest thing. And I came home and I had burnt my ankle on the tailpipe. Really bad, yeah. And actually one of the young boy who's now, we're grown adults, who actually owned the moped, he actually does some stuff for EWTN. So it's kind of funny.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Anyway, and I talked to him about it too. I said, John, do you remember when I burnt my ankle on your tailpipe of your moped? And he goes, oh yeah. Well, anyway, needless to say, I had to go home and I had to tell my parents. It was really dumb. So my dad said, what did you think? You were going to get away with it? We all could hear the mopeds down the street. And then I burnt myself. So that was pretty dumb. That's one of many things.
You know what? People are going to feel a whole lot sorrier for you than they do for me. I'll guarantee you that. Because you got hurt doing yours.
That's true. But
well,
isn't that kind of like,
so.
Yeah, you did. You got sick. That's right. So we want to hear from you. There's an open phone line. Guys, what does that mean? Jump on it. That means if you have something to say and you want to share your kind of silly story and walk down memory lane with us, it's 833-288-EWTN. What dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done?
Yeah, every one of us has dumb things we wish we hadn't done. And if you don't feel like sharing it on global radio, that's fine. This is one of those shows that's for hardcore Take Two with Jerry and Debbie fans, okay? You just jump in and we just have, like Debbie said, not laugh at you, we laugh with you. Hopefully it's laughing. Sometimes we do dumb things that
actually could be really bad.
Badly, yeah, and we certainly don't want to make light of those unfortunate decisions that we've all made. But this is just sort of something that maybe didn't turn out quite as well. Maybe there's some embarrassment or something, a little bit of a laugh. 833-288-3986, yeah.
Can I just share one other one, really fun one?
Sure.
I decided to give my 9-year-old oldest son, maybe this is why I have problems with my children, but I decided to give my 9-year-old son a surprise birthday party. And so I had all his friends gather and we rented out a place and we decided to surprise him as he was walking up the stairs, and we surprised him so hard he fell down the stairs.
Oh my.
It was really sad. Yeah. Maybe that's why I have problems. Okay. Who's up first? Heidi. Heidi's
well, you know what we're going to do? Hold on. What? Heidi, hang on just a minute. Heidi and Mary and the others. Tim in how do you say it? Albion, New York. Tim has just a minute to share his. He's got to get going. So, Heidi, you were first, so we're going to give you a special virtual award, and Mary as well. But, Tim, how do you say the name of your town there, please?
Albion,
New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Tim. Go ahead. We know you got just a minute.
Well, basically, when I was a teenager, my mom and brothers and me were going to a birthday party in the city. We lived on the suburbs. And I got us lost, but I blamed my mom, and I made a big fool of myself in front of the partygoers. And I regretted that to this day. Mom's gone now. I know she forgave me, but that's something that's bugged me to this day.
Wow. So... Yeah, so you said you embarrassed yourself in front of your mom. That was kind of the gist of the dumb part of what you did there, Tim?
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure I made my mom look like a fool, too, because I was acting an idiot and blaming her for getting us lost when it was my fault.
Okay. Debbie, you probably never did that.
I did that all the time, Tim. Tim, let me ask you a question. How old were you when you did this?
I'm trying to tell you about 14.
Right. Okay. So you do know, I know it makes you feel bad because it's your mom, but I'm sure she totally, understood that and went right through and she took it. That's what moms do. We just do stuff like that. Our kids embarrass us all the time. I just don't want
you
to carry. Yeah. I don't want you to carry that. Your mom loves you to pieces. I mean, that's just the beautiful thing of moms. I mean, my goodness, believe me, my kid used to...
Debbie, thank you.
Yeah, I want you to feel, be happy about that. And as a matter of fact, you said your mom's not with us any longer. Your mom is smiling at all this. She's probably laughing, I mean, she's in a much better...
I believe that, too. Yes, thank you.
Hey, Tim, would you mind giving us your mom's first name? We have a book of people that we pray for, living and especially deceased. Can we pray for your mom?
Excellent. Her name is Julia.
Julia. Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful name. Okay. Well, we know Julia is smiling, you know. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Tim, you're awesome. That's so cool. I just want to tell you real quickly, you know, being a religious education director, I used to work around teens all the time. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times, like, the teenagers, they will run with something and then they'll just think, what was I doing? And it's such a teenage thing to do. And, you know, we've all been there, you know, so we can relate, Tim. So we get you. We totally get you.
Thanks, Tim, for calling Take Two.
Thank you. I love your show. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Have a great
day.
Aw,
thanks, Tim.
That line that Tim was on is 833-288-3986. Monday of Thanksgiving week, asking you what dumb thing, hopefully funny thing. We all do dumb things that actually end up quite serious. Sometimes we get hurt and stuff. But we're just asking you if there's a dumb thing that, you know, that didn't bring you any harm or anything, but you wish you hadn't done in life. And we're going to go next to Heidi in Centennial, Colorado. And Heidi, we give out virtual awards on this show. So you get the virtual award for calling in first and getting on second because we had to go to somebody who didn't have much time. It's a virtual award. Welcome,
oh,
Heidi.
Thank you. That's fine. I don't mind waiting. And first of all, I just want to thank you, Debbie and Jerry, for your show. I really like it, and I love you both. So my story is not only dumb, but it's regretful. So I think I was probably about 12 years old. My cousin was staying with us, and we decided to go for a walk. And as we were going for a walk, we decided to pull a prank on my littlest sister, who was probably about 5. So we found a little box. We cut a hole in the bottom, and my cousin slipped her finger through the hole, and we wrapped, you know, cotton around it sort of, and took some, I think, Mercaiolate, some medicine that looked reddish brown. So we dabbed it around the finger, being Mary's finger. And we brought it into the house, and I called my little sister, and I said, look what we found on our walk. And as she's looking at it, my cousin moved the finger.
Ooh.
In the box. And yes, it scared my sister so bad, my little sister so bad, she just started having hysterics and just crying and screaming. It made me feel so, I feel bad still to this day. So, but I have asked her forgiveness since, but the prank worked too good. In other words, yeah. So I felt bad about that. Yeah.
Well, don't we kind of do those things though, Heidi? You know, we try to think of things that are going to just bring us those kinds of, I don't know, the adrenaline rush or that excitement when we're kids. And so we can
right.
take it. Yeah. We can take it to that next level. We're not really realizing
exactly.
Yeah, the after effect. So,
right.
Is your sister over it now? I mean, she's not. I mean, she's okay.
This was, you know, 40 some years ago. Yeah. I think she's turned out okay. She can use it as her excuse for not turning out. No, she's fine.
She adjusted to adulthood just fine. I'm curious.
Yeah, I think yes.
Well, Debbie asked you, did she get over it? I'm wondering, did she get even? Did she try and do anything?
Did she get even? There you go.
I better watch my back.
Yeah, right. So it's not too late.
Not yet.
Awesome. Wow.
No, we love each other very much, so.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Heidi. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, amen. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you. You know, that reminds me so much of my mom, Connie. You know, she's 87. She talks about the story, like, you know, she has a brother who was a priest and a sister, a Dominican nun, and then her other sister was married, and she talks about the story when she was 5, where they left her in a sandbox at the park, and they all left her. They just took off. They just left my mother in the park, and my uncle, who wasn't a priest at the time, went back to get his little sister, and she's just playing away. My mother knew.
Wow.
But the things you do as kids, Jerry, you know, you're not thinking past that. If, you know, I mean, she could have been taken or something.
Right.
Then
right.
I wouldn't have been here.
Thank God it didn't happen.
Right.
833-288-3986. What dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done that didn't turn out badly? We're just talking about things that maybe, you know, pranks, practical jokes. You took up a challenge. Maybe you thought you were going to succeed at something that was really, really difficult. And it didn't quite turn out for you, but we learn from these things. So we're going to go next to Mary in Columbus, Ohio, listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Jerry and Debbie.
Sure.
I'm enjoying listening to this as I drive 100 miles to pick up my purse that I left at a restaurant in 100 miles back to take it back home.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not very good about remembering purses. I don't usually carry a purse. I just have the stuff in my little phone wallet. But had a purse and left it at the restaurant. So
Yeah, but they found it for you, Mary. Look at, I mean, St. Anthony really came through strong.
That is true. Exactly. And I did say a prayer to St. Anthony, and I had, actually, we were with my prayer group, my small group that I have helped facilitate, and we were going to a Matthew Kelly conference. And so I figured, prayer to St. Anthony, my prayer group praying for me, and everything else has made it still there, and hopefully it's still intact. Fortunately, it didn't have any money in it. But all my friends laugh and say, oh, it's just something about Mary. Because I could probably spend the whole entire hour telling you stories about my silly forgetfulness.
Well, Mary, I just have to tell you, though, that's one of my, I think other women who carry purses can relate to this. That is like one of our biggest fears. You know, when you all of a sudden you look around and you say, where is my purse? I mean, you have this panic that sets in, all these emotions, like, what did I have in there? Did I have my license? Did I have my social security card? Did I have this? Did I have that? And it just starts to panic. So I'm just so grateful. I mean, I'm sorry you have to drive 100 miles, but you get to listen to us. So that's kind of a cool thing. And I'm sure you're listening to the other programs on EWTN, but you got your purse back. So I'm so grateful to God and St. Anthony that you get that purse back. It's one of those things, Jerry, as a female, you just go, wow, I don't know what I'd do without my purse, you know?
Yeah, well, I've had the same experience with my wallet. I was in an airport terminal. I just went to the restroom, and I had these gym shorts on, and I had my wallet in that pocket. And so things fell out easily, and I didn't realize that. And so I got about halfway down to wherever I was going, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's gone. I think it was going to security, and I was looking for my driver's license. So I ran back there, and thankfully the janitor who had cleaned the bathroom was just right there, and he had it. But this brings up a good point. You know, Mary, in your case, and as Debbie, you pointed out, St. Anthony, we can pray to St. Anthony for help finding something. We can pray to the saints for their assistance. And Debbie, one of your favorites, I'm sure our guardian angels are mm-hmm. with us all the time when we do silly yeah. or dumb things throughout our lives.
Yeah. No, I'm just so grateful to God that Mary, that you're going to get your purse back. Safe driving to you. I'm so glad you get to listen to EWTN as you're driving. And we're just, you know, but here's the other thing. You said that your friends, you know, chuckle about the things that happened to Mary. You have a lot of great stories to tell. Am I right about that? You probably have some good ones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I did say my angel of God prayer before I started driving here. So I'm sure I've got St. Anthony, my angel, and God and everyone else praying for me. So I and you to listen to. So happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for taking my call.
God bless you, Mary. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. Here's the number for that open phone line there, 833-288-3986. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking today about what dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? Actually, we get a little more serious tomorrow. We're going to ask, what does it mean to be lukewarm? Remember in the book of Revelation, it says that those of us who are neither hot nor cold but are lukewarm will be spit out of God's mouth. Mm. And then on Wednesday, before we have two days of tape shows, we're going to talk about how do you divide up your time where you spend at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Debbie, you put that on the calendar, equal time at holidays.
Oh, I did? Okay. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. I think. Did you or did I?
Well, we might have talked about it. We talk about a lot of the shows.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go back to the phones? Do we have any social media comments or anything coming in?
I'm looking for some. Yeah. Jeff is out today. Our social media guy is out there. People are posting, but Jeff usually grabs them for us. So we'll see.
So Michael McCall is on that, right? Okay, Michael. So if anything that comes in social media, let us know. We'd love to mention that as well. Jeanette is up next in Ohio on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jeanette. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, it's not good morning. It's good afternoon.
It is where you are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you?
Listen, I'm fine, thank you. And forgive me, I have a funny thing that when I was young and dumb, as a senior in high school, God, when I think about it, it's still funny. One of my friends, you know, the girls congregate in the bathroom as you get in school, and you all do your own girl thing. And one of my girlfriends says, I feel like going home. I don't want to go to school today. And I said, me too. And she didn't live that far, so we walked. It was about 2 miles. We walked to her house. And we spent the day at her house, which was absolutely boring.
Okay, but Jeanette, you got to hold that in suspense for our listeners because you hear that music. When we come back, we want to hear the end of the story on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Great to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Gilgiani and the show team. Jeff is out today. Rich is on the controls. Rich Jesse, our producer. We've got Ryan Penny screening calls. Michael McCall is handling social media today. Michael Birchfield helps out at times, answering calls as well. John and John. We've got two Johns waiting. You're going to be right after Jeanette. We're talking with Jeanette in Ashtabula, Ohio, about what dumb thing have we done in our lives that maybe we wish we hadn't done. And Jeanette, you were right in the middle of a thought there, so go ahead. If you want to rewind a little bit, great. If you want to just pick up, take it from there.
No, that's fine. We walked to her house, to my friend's house, which is a couple miles away, and we spent a dumb morning. It was dumb and boring. We didn't do really anything. And then her boyfriend come by and let's go for a motorcycle ride. Oh, okay. So we hopped on the motorcycle and they went around, I don't know, not far. Come back and asked me if I wanted to go. I said, sure. So I had never ridden a motorcycle, but I got on and I pressed my calves, I guess it would be, on the hot pipes.
That's
before
it.
I got to the pegs. And I burnt myself bad, but I just pretended like it was nothing. Yeah, I'm okay. And he took us back to school because we were there by third period, and we got in, and I had to deal with that awful pain. And when I got home, my mom seemed to have found out that I had skipped the first few periods. And then I said, I have a sore on my leg, Mommy. Could you fix it? And she looked at me and she says, oh, my goodness, you burnt your leg. Well, needless to say, about 3 months later, I still had a bad scar. I went to my grandparents during that time, and my grandma Rose tried to fix it her way. And everybody was giving me their home remedies. We really never did fix it. It just, I guess, healed on its own. But I'm 74 years old today, and I still have it. Mm-hmm. I have that mark, and I just have to laugh about it because what a dumb thing to do. And yeah. My mom did find out eventually. I mean, you know, what can I say? I think it was so funny. Now I think it's fun. Then it was not.
Well, yeah, Jeanette, did you hear at the beginning when I was talking to the same, similar thing with the same thing happened to me? Yeah. I burnt my ankle, and I still look at it, too. I still have the scar, and I laugh about it because I'm thinking, what was I thinking? My parents told me not to do stuff like this, and yet I was trying to be cool.
That's why I called. I heard that story and said, oh, my goodness gracious, this is ridiculous. And it is funny now. Now I'm an old lady. I can laugh about it. But, back then, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what were we thinking, right? I know,
what
I love
were
it.
What were we thinking is right, dear Lord.
It's true, though. But you know, though, you know, some people, you know, Jerry talked about it during, you know, at the beginning of the show, like, you know, there are things that we regret that were silly or dumb things that we didn't really think out, and they could have really tragic circumstances that come from it. And those things are really, you know, hard to live through. But the stuff that we're talking about today, you know, we all made it through. We can look back, you know, nobody's really, you know, in too bad of shape, not too much therapy's going on. Everything's, you know, good. We're still okay. So we can look back at that and we think, you know, that's our way of being kind of creative as kids, and a little
creative, all right.
Yeah, a little rambunctious, maybe. You know, who knows? A little adventurous. I mean, look at Jerry's. You know, he wanted to have a world record set for his whole entire classmates. It didn't work out, but I think it was a great idea.
Well, you know, it's old age. You can think back to those young days, and you really did some dumb things, and I was a pretty good student in school. My mom never had any problems with us or nothing, and here I go and do this dumb thing that when you wash your legs or whatever, you see this scar, and it's like, oh, Jeanette, what a goofy thing you did.
I actually like that.
You mentioned the scar, Jeanette, and as you were doing that, I was looking down on behind my left leg. I've still got a scar from one night in high school, or maybe probably right around high school. Some friends and I were just out kind of, you know, running around. It was a small town of about 500 people, just out running around, goofing off, making noise and stuff. And we just didn't want to be seen by anybody. So a car started come down the road, and we went running into this little field area there, and there was a barbed wire fence. And I thought, I can get over that with a jump. Well, I couldn't get over that with a jump. I still have the scar from that today, so...
It's amazing you didn't get tetanus or something and die.
I know. I leave it to you, Debbie, to think of that angle.
Well, well, barbed wire is usually
cured.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, you know what though, Jeanette, before we let you go, actually, this is good because we have a lot of young listeners that listen to Take Two. They really love the topics because they don't get to hear conversations like this. And maybe what we should express to everybody is, you know, learn from the rest of us. You know, we've lived many years. Think it through before you do something. Mm-hmm. Don't just run into something and not be thinking, you know, what are the consequences of this? So it's maybe it's a wise thing to take a step back and be a little, you know, cautious and, you know, who knows?
Well,
maybe this is a good lesson.
I have three grandchildren who are nearest me that I can chit-chat with, and I'm always trying to give them life lessons because I went through these dumb things, and I'm trying to make them understand I wasn't always grandmom. I was a young kid, too, at one time, and then being a young kid, you do these dumb things, and please don't do them. You know, I try to give them life lessons, and hopefully I can live long enough to see that they're actually learning from my talking to them. I know my oldest grandson, he's in South Korea right now in the Army, but he says to me, Grandma, I still remember you saying, put your shoes under the piano bench. Don't leave them at the front door because me, Grandma, I am going to throw them out on the front porch because I'm the one that trips over them and falls. So you put them under that bench. And my grandson, he's 27, I think, and he remembers that and he tells me that. I remember, Grandma. I remember. I tried to remember to put my shoes, well, they don't have a piano, but, you know, out of the way. And you try as you get older to give these life lessons to your kids, and hopefully they listen to you at some point and follow through on some of these things. Anyhow,
right.
I'm sorry. I could talk to you for hours about these things.
It's beautiful what you're sharing, Jeanette. And as you know from listening to the show, Debbie keeps that book of people that we pray for, deceased especially, but also living, and in particular those who are away serving our country. So if you want to give us your grandson's first name who's serving over there, we'd love to include him in our prayers.
His name is David.
Okay. Oh, beautiful name.
He's a wonderful young man. It's such a wonderful pleasure when he surprises me and calls me, because his time is tomorrow, and usually he calls me on the way to work, and it's like 6:30 over there, and here I think it's around 8:30 in the morning, and he talks to me, and I love it because I've always told my kids, Grandmom's phone is always ready for your phone call. Call me anytime, night or day. Grandmom's here. You can talk to me. You can tell me anything you want. I just love my kids.
You can tell, Jeanette, your love is just exploding for them. Jeanette, we're just wondering, Jerry and I, is your phone open for us too if we want to call in the middle of the night?
Absolutely it is.
Okay. Okay.
See, our phone's only open for an hour a day, Jeanette, so, you know.
Well, my phone is open 24 hours a day, night and day, doesn't matter.
Awesome. Okay. We're going to take you up on it. You never know.
Call me back.
Thanks, Jeanette. You're a great mom and a grandmother.
Jeanette.
Thank you. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. What dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? And Debbie, that brings up another couple of points here. If you want to call in and share how maybe something that you did that was not so wise, didn't hurt you necessarily, but didn't turn out the way you wanted, that you've been able to use that as a lesson to others by telling them about that. Or here's something else, Debbie. Today's young people, and these are the kinds of things you usually done by young people.
Right.
And today there are so many, I think, riskier things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we've entered into an age. It used to be the things that we're talking about. I tried to set a world record.
The silly things. Yeah.
You know, the little fake finger in the box
silly.
And stuff. But today, a lot of young people are challenged, you know,
dangerous
to do very, very dangerous things. So if anybody wants to call in and just maybe say, you know, when I was a kid, you know, doing risky things was like this, but now doing dumb and risky things is really, really dangerous. If you've
seen that
transformation, yeah, I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
Okay, John is definitely wants to get on the show because John gets our, we need a new award for that. What's that, like perseverance or?
Virtual keep trying award.
Yeah, virtual keep
trying. He's called in, kept getting
John,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, John, I love it. In Amarillo, Texas, on St. Valentine Radio. John, you're on the air with us. Take two.
Hi, John. Guys. Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, John. Thanks.
Hey, so here's the story. My aunt was pregnant in the hospital having my cousin, my mother's sister is my aunt, and married to a sheriff's officer. So that's just a prelim, but my brother and I we're trying to figure out something to do because we're bored. Everybody's concerned about the baby coming and stuff, and so I talked my brother into climbing a hill next to the road, which is cut at an angle for how they do things. And so we get halfway up it, and my brother freezes and says, "I can't go any further." I said, "Well, then let's just go back down." He goes, "I can't go back down either." And
I said,
"What do you want to do?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "Well, I started yelling for this passerby who was walking his dog, and I said, we need some help up here." Before long, a sheriff's helicopter is buzzing overhead and plucking us off the cliff. It didn't go over well with my uncle because he's a sheriff, and that was his town, Montrose, California. So when we got back home, we both got a belt.
Oh. Wow. Uh-oh.
Well, John, first of all, thank God you were both safe. And also, what amazing detail. You know, Debbie, a lot of times, you know, you're not going to get that helicopter come by. They were very fortunate.
Fortunate. Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, how old was your brother? Is he a baby brother, John?
Well, no, he's 2 years older than me. I was 12 at the time, best recollection, and so he's 14. And I easily talked him into things like that because I'm a daredevil. I turned out to be a stuntman in the motion picture industry and race cars and stuff. So I was basically fearless. It didn't matter to me.
Wow. So you still went on to be this type of person with it had an adventurous spirit, which I love, even after you got in trouble. I would have been
was just the beginning.
Just the beginning. Wow. Does your brother still talk to you, John?
yes, he does.
I'm teasing you.
He doesn't like when I bring up the story, though, so I try not to do it because, you know, you don't want to embarrass somebody on purpose like that, but sometimes people don't take those things very well later on.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. But, you know, and everybody's, you know, especially with heights and climbing and stuff like that, you really have to be in the right frame of mind to do it. I mean, I'm sure he could probably do it. Yeah, now, but when you talked him into it, he kind of froze, and that's a tough place to be. I'm so grateful you guys are okay. But wow, we're going to pray for you, John, because it sounds like you continue to do this kind of work. So we're going to pray that you're safe in the work that you do. It sounds like when you do probably these things, they probably think out everything, right, John? So it's pretty safe.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for everything you guys do, too. God bless.
God bless you, too, John. Thank you, John. Oh, thanks. Thank you so much. You know, Debbie, we want to make sure that everyone who's listening knows that, you know, if you tried to do something that was like what we're talking about here today, dumb, risky, foolish, whatever, and it went bad and there were injuries or deaths or anything, you know, we're not making light of that at all. And we certainly, you know, pray for you and anyone that you know who had a mishap like that. But what we're just trying to do is see how we can learn from these lessons, how we mature over time in our lives, Debbie, how we maybe grow closer to God by some of these things that we do.
Right.
And use those then as lessons, like Jeanette said, Debbie, to try and teach the younger generations.
Right. Absolutely. Can I just share real quickly? Marty wanted me to share his dumbest thing. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Marty is Debbie's husband, by the way.
Yes. Marty is my husband. And when he was a young boy, like I think junior high, they had this this community swimming pool in their neighborhood, and they had a high dive. Remember the big high dives, Jerry, where you'd climb and climb and climb and you could, you know,
boy,
most
do
people. Yeah, most people just jumped off, right, Jerry? They didn't actually dive because it was so high. Well, his dad, Marty's dad, said, "Marty, whatever you do, you better not be on that high dive. I better not find out that you're on that high dive." And so what did Marty do? Marty decided he was going to go to the pool, and he went swimming with his family, and it was so enticing for him, and he climbed up that high dive, and he did an amazing, I don't know if it was a dive or a jump off the high dive, and the local newspapers caught a picture of it and posted it in the local newspaper. It's a true story. We actually have the clipping, and his dad was reading the newspaper and goes, "So Marty, where were you?" And he produces the picture of Marty and his name and everything. So needless to say, Marty was in big trouble. But we've got the news clipping, which is kind of cute.
That's right. That's right. Well, what dumb thing have you done that you wish you hadn't done? Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Yvonne, thank you, John, by the way, again, for the call. Yvonne listens to us on Real Presence Radio in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Yvonne. Welcome.
Well, hi. Thank you. And hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Okay. It's always, when I listen, I always hear how it's hard to, when people don't know when to start talking. So anyway, I'm on.
You
the
are.
Dumb thing that I did was when the year that my youngest child graduated, and then 3 months later, I lost my dad. So I think I was kind of going through maybe an empty nest, something going on with me. And I was married, and I talked my husband into letting me go be a nanny out in Massachusetts for a year. And like I said, I'm in Minnesota, but I thought, well, that's the only way I'm going to get to really see Massachusetts. So I signed up to go to be a nanny. And when I was leaving, my husband said to me, he goes, now, you know, if you don't like this, you can come home. You know, don't, because I'm the type that if you do sign up for something, you just, you know, you'll kill yourself doing it practically. Mm-hmm. He said, you can come home if you don't like it. And I remember thinking, oh, no, no, I won't do that. Well, I didn't like it. 24 hours into the nanny business, I wanted to come home. It was horrible. I mean, the kids were very needy. It was the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I called my boss back in Minnesota, and I said, I'm coming home in April, because I did sign. I did stay a month so that the nanny that was there could take a month off. So I stayed a month, and then I came home. And I have thanked I've thanked God every day that I got back home.
But see, here's the thing, though, Yvonne. I don't think that was a silly idea. You wanted to try it. You tried it. It didn't work out the way you wanted it to. You stayed, you know, for long enough till somebody could replace you. I actually think if you didn't, like, let's look at it this way. If you didn't do it, would you always have been thinking, you know, I should have tried it, you know, and just to see what it was like? I don't know. I mean, go ahead.
Yep. Well, thank you. I mean, I did learn from it, and I think that is what we do when we make mistakes, you know, when we do something that we realized we shouldn't have or we didn't like. I think we always learn something from it, and I learned how important my family was and my town was, and so I didn't walk away, you know, without learning something from it.
Right, right. So it's a learning experience, yeah.
Right, and I called my boss and told her I was coming home, so I came home to my same job, and so everything was fine, but like I said, it was quite. I was even afraid to fly home. I had a round trip ticket. I was afraid to fly home. I thought, what if the plane crashes, and I don't get home? So I took the train home.
Oh.
That was another thing. I had never been on a train either, so that was fun.
Wow! Wow! See,
so,
we can learn.
No.
We can learn from all this. Yeah. I mean, that it's tough, especially when you're switching, you know, directions and you move and you're starting a whole new chapter in your life and you're trying a new job. If it doesn't fit right away, it can be really. You can really. You just feel out of sorts. You know, you just want to get back home. Yeah, I can relate to that.
Right.
I totally can. What do you think, Jerry? Could you be a nanny? They don't call guys nannies. Well, I don't know what. Could you take care of kids, like half a dozen of them?
I've got my hands full with my dog Duke.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Who is spoiled rotten? So I'd probably be good with kids because they'd get everything they wanted, you know, and,
yeah.
And then they'd be ruined for life.
They'd have to take care of you.
Right. Bless you, Yvonne. Thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hey, Deb, you and I both love Church Pop, and I want to encourage anyone else to sign up and go to Church Pop, P-O-P, Church Pop, all one word. You can sign up for their daily emails. It's a link right to every day they have unique and funny and sometimes serious stuff on there. There's an article today, Don't Take the Cross for Granted. There's also a post here, Debbie. Stephen Colbert recites the Nicene Creed to an atheist on The Late Show. I didn't know about that. It's also a story about what Marvel Comics co-creator Stan Lee believed about God, religion, and the afterlife. So some really good stuff there. You can find all of that. And again, videos, articles, games, and lots of good information at churchpop.com. Mm-hmm. Why do we tell you about that? Because it's a service of EWTN.
Yep. So we just like to highlight those things that can really just help you in your spiritual life and keep you informed. And so it's just important. A couple things, Jerry, if I can. Can we just make sure that our listeners know that we have a Jerry and Debbie Facebook page? And if you guys could like us, we're really trying hard to build up our likes so that we can start to unveil different things in the year 2019 for you. We're going to start off 2019 just in a great way, start planning another maybe retreat, Jerry. And we're very excited about that. We're heading, I think to Texas. Just wanted to give you a hint. I think we're going to Texas or maybe Colorado. But we're just working on that. But we want to build up the likes. So you can find us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Also, Jerry has his own Facebook page, Jerry Usher, and I have my own, Debbie Giorgiani. So you're welcome to like us there as well, because we also kind of link stuff from the Take Two show on our personal pages as well. And we just build the family. We want to do that for 2019. So don't forget to do that. Or you can always just email us. We love to build up our email family base, and that's at take2@ewtn.com.
Well, we got a number of social media comments, so we got to get to some of those and other calls if we have time. But I wanted to mention that Tony, it looks like a female, because it's T-O-N-I. I'm presuming here. I hope I'm right. Tony says, what dumb thing, in answer to the question, what dumb thing do you wish you hadn't done? Debbie, Tony says, my goodness, do you have time for a 24-hour show? Smiley face. Well, Tony, we know we've all done some silly and dumb things, but I bet you've done some great things in your life, too.
Yeah. But, you know, you said something very interesting, Jerry. You talked about how in our generation, when we were kids and we were making these decisions, they were kind of harmless. You know, they were just silly things that we did just to, I don't know, maybe just push the limit a little bit. But you're right. In this day and age, when kids do take those chances, it could really put them in harm's way. It could really endanger their lives. And so please, you know, maybe this is a good lesson for all of us. Let's really think things out before we jump into action. And as Catholic Christians, we are really meant to do that, Jerry. We're supposed to really think things out before we act. And even when we respond to things, we're supposed to think them out.
Right. What would Jesus do, right? We can all ask that question. And thankfully, Jesus is so often there with our guardian angels and others to bail us out. A couple of serious ones here. Michael on YouTube. Michael, thank you. If it's the same Michael, I think you watch every day. How you doing? Michael says the dumb thing that he wished he hadn't done, Debbie, would be he wished he hadn't smoked that first joint of marijuana. He says it ruined his life. Very, very serious thing there. And, you know, speaking of some of the risky things that not only young people today do, Debbie, but this goes back several generations as well.
Yeah, that's true. See, this is exactly what we're talking about. Those are some things that you just wish you hadn't done, because it really changed kind of maybe who you are for many years to come. But, you know, the good news is, I mean, the good Lord, he asks us each day to pick up and try again and change our ways and do different things. So there's always room for that improvement, which is a great thing. I mean, that's what keeps me alive anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also on YouTube, just the initial T. Says, I wish I didn't give up on my dreams and settle for making a living. And he says, prayers for all, he or she, asking for prayers for all artists. So this particular YouTube watcher, Debbie, says, I wish I didn't give up on my dreams and just settle for a living. So that's some good lesson for all of us as well.
Maybe we should do a show on that, because I actually like that. That really resonated with me. I'm going to make a note of that, Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry, do you have any more social media?
There was an email, actually, that came in from Todd. And I can so resonate with this, Todd. Todd says, hi, Jerry and Debbie. I'm not calling in since I would hog your whole show with regrets. He says, the best thing that ever was said to me was in a homily I heard over 20 years ago by Father Austin Vetter. He says, if you're 30, 40, 50, etc., I'm 59. He says, stop beating up on that poor kid that was you decades ago. Jesus forgave him. Why don't you? He says, great show. God bless you. And that's from Todd.
Oh, wow.
Great lesson there. Why do we keep beating up on that kid that was us, you know, so long ago?
Right.
I know I do it.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do as well. Wow. That was powerful. Well, we've got, see, when you email us, you give us good inspiration for future shows. So please don't hesitate. You know, if there's something on your mind or your heart or you want to impart to us, or you have an idea or a thought that you'd like us to pursue with an upcoming show, email us, take2@ewtn.com. We would love to hear from you.
That's right. We're getting set to wrap up Monday of Thanksgiving week. As we mentioned, we're getting, hopefully you do too, we're getting a couple of days off Thursday and Friday and to enjoy Thanksgiving and a little bit of extra downtime. But so we're going to have two more live shows coming up tomorrow and on Wednesday. And again, just to kind of preview those for you, it's, let me see where it is. Where is it?
Well, tomorrow's lukewarm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we read in Revelation 3:16, has the Spirit saying to the church in Laodicea, so because you are lukewarm, are neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. And we can all take that to heart in our own lives. So what does it mean? What does it mean to be lukewarm? How can we avoid being lukewarm and be hopefully hot in our walk with God? But it says that God would even prefer we were cold than lukewarm. So what does that mean? And then Debbie, on Wednesday, equal time at the holidays.
I love that. That's good. Two great shows coming up, and we just love that you participate. So thank you so very much. Be thinking about those tomorrow and Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So remember that. Spread the word. Let people know that Take Two is alive and well and going strong and building a big Take Two family. So don't forget to do that. Pass the word that maybe shows. You know, share the shows, Jerry. How about that?
Yeah, share the shows. I like it. Well, thanks so much. Great job by the show team, as always. Today it is Rich, Ryan, and one of the Michaels. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and all the entire listening family. Have a beautiful and blessed day until we talk tomorrow.